the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ela b'minchas choito, shal kahanim, debas akrovi. When do the Rabbanan argue and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and say, no, you shouldn't spread it on the base addition, but rather burn it on the mizbeach? That's only by minchas choito shal kahanim, debas akrovi. There it has a maisa akrova. So Rashi says, the makshi, they hold the makshi chavos linet vosoi. They make ekesh a korba minchas choito to minchas nadova. Tleiboi kemitza does need a kemitza, but rather the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. But our case over here, after the Rabbanan Moidi, even the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that the Yetzer is just to burn the kemitza, and the Shirayim, the leftover part, that you're supposed to spread out on the base addition. Trashi Avalahai, the case over here, the Lav Basak Ravi. Why? That like the Shirayim, you're not supposed to burn. Because the Dilma Basa Dido Azlinen. Maybe we go after her, the wife. And therefore, if it goes, the minsa goes after the wife, the shirayim gemurim ninu. These are complete shirayim that's supposed to be nechal. So therefore, it's only a suffix if you're supposed to burn this or not. Therefore, we have few the rabbanim moided the mispazrin. Even the rabbanim that argue over there, by a minchas koyin, over here where it's a mincha of the eshes koyin, here the rabbanim would also agree to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that the eitzer is just to spread it, sprinkle it, pour it on top of the deshen. Based on Deshen aside, a burning place. Not Agavi and Mizbech itself. But then the Mishnah said, the Bas Yisrael Anasuya Lekoin. So, my time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'cho minchas koyin kolotiyya, lo'y toichel koyin, v'lo'y kahanis. Yeah. So that was the Mishnah said about Bas Yisrael, Shenisus Lekoin, she's married to a koyin, minchas in the Shrefis, the minch is burnt. And the opposite way, it's nechel. So my time with the Yom HaKrov, v'cho minchas koyin kol tiyya, lo'y toichel koyin, v'lo'y kahanis. The halacha is only to a koyin and not a kahanis. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that if the Bas Koyin got married to a Yisroel, you go after the husband completely, that the korban is nechal, and you don't have to burn it. The mincha is nechal. Why? Because that's how we say there's halacha, that the minchas of a koyin is the whole thing supposed to be burnt, that's only minchas koyin v'loy kahanis, not even a Bas Koyin. A Bas Koyin, if she brings the mincha, it has halacha like a regular Yisroel. But the lacha is, you make a kemitza, you burn the kemitza, and the shirayim is nechel. That is a special pasuk of kol el tia, those things should be burnt, that's only on a zachar male, a regular kohen. Right. Then the Mishnah says that kahanis mischalel es kohen, ein mischalel. That even if a kohen, let's say, marries a gerusha, so she becomes psula, she becomes the chalala, but not the husband, not the kohen, he doesn't become a chalala, a chalala. Versus Minolan, how do we know this? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, like a Kohen should not marry Grusha, and V'lo Yechalo Zara B'yamav. He should not make his children become a Cholol, to make them Pasul Lakuna. So the Diyak is, Zara Mischalol. His children become Psulim, become the Cholol. V'hu Eina Mischalol. But the father, the Kohen himself, even though he's doing an Isser, he's living with the Grusha, the Locher is, he himself, the Kohen, does not become Pasul. Only his wife, and the children. Kahanis mitama, the Mishnah says then. Shino Abbas Kain, the ladies, they're allowed to touch mesim. The issue is only upon the men and not the ladies. My time, or Makro, the Pasuk says, Emor el ha-kahanim b'nei Aaron, about the parasha of, you should not touch a mace. So the diik is, b'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron. Only the b'nei Aaron, the children have this issue, and not the b'nei Aaron, the daughters, do not have an issue to touch mesim. A daughter of Bas Koyin is allowed to touch a mace. But then the Mishnah says, Koyin Eichel B'Koyt Shekadoshim. The Karbonis, like a Mincha, or the Chatis and the Yoshim and the Kedushas, Koyt Shekadoshim, only Zichre Kuna, only a Zohar, a male could eat it, and not a Kahanis. The Pasuk says, Kol Zohar B'Vnei Aaron Yachlenu. Says by the Pasuk of Kedush Kedoshim, Kol Zohar, only a male, the men could eat from it, and not the ladies. Then the Mishnah goes on, what are the different halachas between a man and a lady? Tana Rabbonin. Ish. By a man, if he's a mitzora, ain li ella ish. Isha minayin. How do we know an ish also? Kishuay meviyatzerua asher boyere kan shinayim. We're talking about two. That there's a pasha of mitzoras by an ish also. So Rashi says it means the only Rashi shenechlak betumas is niskay nisokim. How do we know that there's a tumas of negoyim? We only know by a man. How do we know by an isher also? Isher minayin kishuay mesamach loy yatzuru asher boya nega loy boyle lemichte velo begod of yiprumim rosh yiprua tachsil liyabem mitzora kamari lerabes tzuru asheni negonisha. Comes to teach us that ladies also have the parsha of negoyim. They could also become mitzoras. If so, the Gemara says, why does the pasuk say ish? If we're including even an ish also in the parsha of negoyim, so how can then we have to say ish? What purpose does it say ish in this parsha? So Gemara answers, linyan shelamato ish prua. Comes to teach us the next halach is in the parsha. Adatav says by a mitzora, he has to rip his clothing and he has to let his hair grow wild like. That only applies to a man and does not apply to an isha. An isha has no halacha to be pareya, her hair, or to be parim, to rip a begodim. That only applies to a man and not to a lady. Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ish maderes b'nai b'nozir, v'yeno isha maderes b'no b'nozir." Only a man could be mekabel naziris for his son, but not the wife, the mother, for her son. And Amar Reb Yechanan, halachi b'nozir. This halacha l'mashe misina this halacha. That halacha that a father could be mekabel naziris for his son, that halacha said only by the father and not by the mother. Then the Mishnah says, "Ho'ish megaleach al naziris aviv, v'yeinu isha megalechas al naziris avia." That a son, if he yashins his father, that left over money or behemoth for kabonis of a nazir, and the son's a nazir, he could use his father's kabonis. But a daughter, even if she yashins her father and she's a nazira, she cannot use her father's money or the father's kabonis for her kabonis. Why not? Amar Reb Yechanan again, halachi b'nazir. This is also one of halach l'moshe misinas in the parasha of naziris. Then it says, ish mekadesh es bitoi v'yeinu isha mekadesh es bito. So that a man has a right to marry off his daughter. The father could do it, even though she's a katana. But the wife, the mother, cannot do it. The person says, "As biti nosati lishazir, as biti mashmud of the father. The father he could marry off his daughter and not the mother." Rashi says, "Nosati lish biavia nitlis nisinasa." Torah is totally in the father. The father marries her off and not the mother. Hoish moicher as bitoi. Same thing. A father could sell his young daughter when she's a katana to be an amav riyah. But v'yeinu isha meicheres es bita. A mother cannot sell her daughter. The pasuk says again, ki yimker ish es bitoi. If a man, he could sell his daughter. Mashma only a man and not the mother. Ho ish niskal orim. When you stone a man of his chayiv skila, so we do it when he's undressed. And not by an isha. My time, what's the reason? The pasuk says, v'rogmu oisoi. It says oisoi. So Rashi says, here Maya says what Oisoi. So Rashi says the Yeshua be Maya. So what does it mean? Oisoi v'loy Oisoi with Dashin. Him and not her. So that's Pesach again. The Mara says Pesach v'ragmu Oisoi. So Mara says Maya. So what does the word Oisoi mean? The Mashem only him, only a man gets Kila. Is that true? Only a man and not a lady, she does not get skill at all. I be oxid, there's nothing apostle. The apostle says, it says clearly when they had znus together by a nara amarosa, if a man lived with a nara amarosa, the apostle says, we take them both out and give them both skila. So you see, a nara, a girl could also get skila. So why does it say the word oisai? Ella oisai b'loit susai. It means oisai him, the man. If he is stone, you do it without any clothing on. For loy oisai b'loit susai. That's the mida krua. But not a lady. When she gets kila, she's not supposed to be orim. She should be dressed. Then it says ish nitla. The mashmi after you make kila, then we hang up the man. Not an isha. My time on makrua. The pasuk says v'solis oisai alates. So the ik is oisai v'loy oisai. Again, it says by the tli of hanging, oisai the man and not the isha. And we never find anywhere to hang up an isha, so here we make the diik. Oisai means completely, here there's a mitzvah tliya and not by an isha. Then last halacha was,
that if ish nimka bignei vosoi, v'yeinu isha nimkeres bignei voso. That if a man steals and he doesn't have money to pay back, so we sell him to be an eved ivri. And not an isha. If an isha steals, we do not sell it to be an arm of riyah. So Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason? No, my quarter, Pasuk says, v'nimka bignei vosoi. Tzadik is bignei vosoi, v'loi bignei voso. Only when he steals, if a man steals, then you have this halach was supposed to sell him to, for an eved ivri to pay back, and not oiso, and not if a lady steals. Yehadrin alecho hayunaitu. The Mishnah says like this, Arusa v'shomeres yavam loy shoysois v'loy noitles ksuba. Halach is when isha is only in Arusa. That means they didn't have nesuyin yet. They had kedushin, but the husband didn't make nesuyin yet. And let's say now, when she's in Arus, like in the Gemara's times, they used to wait 12 months. They make Kedusha now, and they first made Nisuyin 12 months later. So let's say in between this time, the husband gave his wife, gave his Arus a kin and stira. He warned her, stay away from that man, and then they were found to be together. So the locher is, she doesn't drink. You will see in the Gemara, the din of a sight is only by Tachas Ishech, where the man and the wife were first living together. Where they had ishus, they had nesuyin together. Then the husband warns her with kin and stira, then she becomes a soita. But if it happens before they had nesuyin, then there's no pasha of mehamor. So that's the first part of this mission, that arusa, if an arusa becomes like a kin of a stira, she does not have to drink. The same thing as shemeres yavam. Let's say the husband dies, and they have no children, and there's a brother alive. So Allah is a shemeres yavam now. That they're waiting until the brother will make yibum. Let's say before he makes yibum, he warns her. She's also to live with anybody else first. So now the yavam sees she has a boyfriend. So he warns her, stay away from that man. And then they found stira together. So the chur, does she become a saiter or not? So Mishnah says no. Halacha is loy shaisais. She does not drink from the mehamarim. And huadin v'loy noitles ksuba. If the husband now gives her a get, she does not get a ksuba. She never, because the pasuk says, Asher tishte isha tachas isha. That where is the pasha of shti of a soita? When first you were tachas isha. When they had nesuyin, that first the husband was living with his wife. And then if he sees that she's going with another man, then he has to warn her. Pratli arusa v'shmeres yavam. This excludes an arusa, where the husband only made erusin so far. They did not make nesuyin, they weren't living together. So now if he gives her kino and stira, she does not have to drink the mehamar. Same thing by shemeres yavam also. And Rashi says, shekina lo yavam, lo shoyses de matinu kro, like this is the pasuk. And v'lo noitlek suba, if the husband gives her a get now, he has a right to without giving her a ksuba. She gormo leeser atzmolov, because she caused to become masa to the husband. She nisturach hakinoi, because the maisa, the husband warned her, or else the yavam warned her, and then they found them being together. The mikino v'isser lo yimayit. That is no meat from. That's the halacha, she becomes asa. Even though she's only an arusa, if the husband warned her and found her with stira, she becomes asa to her husband. Therefore, when the husband gives her a get now, he does not have to give her the ksuba, because it's her fault why she's getting this get. She made it to become asa. So that's what the Mishnah says. She doesn't drink the Mayamorim, but she does not get a ksuba either. Fight. Almona l'koyin gadol. What's going to be if a koyin gadol did an issa and married an almona? Or else gerusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyit. Or else that's a regular koyin married the gerusha or married the chalutza. He did an issa. Or else a nesina l'Yisrael. Or Yisrael went to marry a nesina. It's also a lav hatorah. Rashi said that